Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, August 19th, 2014. Five Palestinians killed in Gaza as the temporary truce collapses after failed talks in Cairo. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, settlers storm Palestinian cars. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Renewed Israeli airstrikes have left three Palestinians killed in an Israeli bombardment of the northern Gaza on Tuesday. Two more were killed in earlier bombardment of the same area. Three of the five wounded are children, according to the Ministry of Health. Ashraf Al-Kidra of the Ministry of Health said that two children were moderately wounded in an Israeli airstrike on Al-Mintar area east of Rafah. Another three were injured in northern Gaza. Three Palestinians were injured in central Gaza, while 10 more were injured in airstrikes north of Gaza City. Over 30 sites in the Strip were targeted by Israeli forces Tuesday evening, including agricultural lands in Beit Lahia, Al-Zaytun, Al-Maghazi, Deir al-Balah, Al-Karrara, Khuza'a, Eastern Rafah and Eastern Shuja'iyah. 9 days of the temporary ceasefire have now came to an end, as Israeli officials claim that three rockets struck southern Israel from Gaza just hours before the truce midnight expiration. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Tuesday several Palestinians in occupied West Bank during numerous invasions targeting various Palestinian communities. In related news, a number of fanatic Israeli settlers hurled stones at Palestinian cars near Nahalin town, west of Bethlehem. The settlers came from Bitar Elite, nearby settlement, illegally built on Palestinian lands belonging to residents of Nahalin. The settlers have recently escalated their attacks against the area and repeatedly prevented the Palestinians from reaching their lands, in addition to uprooting and harvesting the Palestinian lands in the area. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, August 19th, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.